Saga Egmont presents The Eternal Return of Clara Hart by Louise Finch, read by Louis Hill. For someone so much braver than anyone should ever have to be. There's a body at my feet again. The sky is pierced with stars and there's glass littering the ground. Cold, damp air and leaves on the verge. Blood on the road. Grit in her skin. My breath scratches my throat. My knuckles plug my mouth and I bite. What's wrong with this day? Death strung through it like barbed wire. The one from a year ago and this one now. 5 is too many times to watch the same girl die. There's a body at my feet and her eyes are closed, but not for long. A few more hours to go before she wakes up and we do this all over again. I'm sorry. I crouch, smooth her hair, lean in. Wake up, Clara. We're in this together, you and me. The first time, 1.1. This day's a thief. People call it Mum's anniversary, but nah, that doesn't sound right to me. Not for a day like this. A date that's been lurking on the calendar, stealing happiness day by day and preparing for the sucker punch. I've kept my head low, don't look directly at it, but every morning wondered, is it here yet? Today? How typical that when today finally arrives, this question isn't the first on my mind at all. It's this. Did some prick just hit my car? Bloody hell. This day's fulfilled its destiny within seconds. Exceeded expectations. Of course, I don't believe in destiny. Irony, though. Cheers, universe, but really, you shouldn't have. I flick away eye crust and yawn. Waking up in my car is a new low. My neck complains from a night against the door. My joints snap, ties too tight, and mouth's thick and grungy as dishwater. There's a slice of school car park in the rearview mirror. Here, I remember. Tucked in the corner where the teachers won't notice. Apparently, neither did this idiot. The car that hit me pulls into the next space over, some battered red Micra, another rare student driver, though I don't recognise the wheels. I fall out my door, tuck in my rumpled shirt and stride down the side of the offending vehicle. I jam my body in the driver's open door before they've got more than a leg out. Oi! I say. I clock her. Clara Hart. Black hair, pointy nose studded and ears to match, but a pristine uniform. Her lips are pulled together in her usual disapproval under narrowed eyes. No wonder she hit me. Probably couldn't see past her own inflated sense of superiority. You've just hit my bloody car. Happy Friday to you too, Spence. You know you're late for form room. Clara tries to squeeze by. I grab her arm and pull. Look here. Excuse me? She rips her arm free and shoots me a dirty glance, but follows me round the back of my classic MG. I jab a finger towards the shining silver rear and then stop. After hundreds of hours in a garage with that car, I know every inch better than the hands I worked on it with, and the bumper's flawless. It's damn perfect. I say, bumper's scuffed. Sorry, where? Right there. Even to my own ears I sound unconvincing. Clara squints, hands to hips. There's nothing. What would you like me to do about literally nothing? You want my insurance details? Her dark eyebrows are raised, ready for combat. I slide my eyes over her dinged-up Micra, slick my tongue over my teeth, and feel the warm creep of embarrassment up my chest. Aren't I the asshole? I say, surprised anyone would insure yours. She holds up 2 fingers and folds the first one down. Firstly, I didn't even hit your car. Look at it. Secondly, not everyone has a minted mummy and daddy to buy their cars. Don't say. But my heart winces. Shows what she knows. Hardly minted. No mum. Can I go now? Her second finger's still pointed, as if she's forgotten it's there. Some of us actually have standards to uphold. You what? Did you sleep in a ditch? Her nose wrinkles. You learn to drive in one. Jesus, drive in a ditch.